Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me get to a story that John mentioned there in the news, by the way. And should somebody be sacked, which they were, if they disagree with homosexuality and are quite vocal about it? Because that is, in fact, what's happening to an Australian rugby player, or just happened. Israel Falau is an unrepentant over the homophobic comments he made on social media that Australia head coach Michael Chica declares have ended his test career. Rugby into Australia confirmed on Monday morning that it's pressing ahead with plans to terminate his contract. And they did that today, by the way, after its integrity unit ruled that he has committed a high-level breach of the professional player's code of conduct. The 30-year-old devout Christian said on his Instagram account last week, "Hell awaits for drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists." Oh, I'm in there. "And idolaters," in other words, people who follow false gods. Falau, speaking at the Truth of Jesus Christ Church service in Sydney, stands by his view in posts that remain visible and would rather accept the end of his career than issue a retraction. Now, when asked if the fallout has made him reconsider his comments, he replied, "Absolutely not. I'll stand on what the Bible says. I share it with love. I can see the other side of the coin where people's reactions are totally opposite to how I'm sharing it. First and foremost, I live for God now. Whatever he wants me to do, I believe his plans for me are better than whatever I can think of. And if it's not to continue on playing, so be it. In saying that, obviously, I love playing footy. And if it goes down the path, I'll definitely miss it. But my faith in Jesus Christ is what comes first." Now, a year ago, Falau was warned for making homophobic comments on social media, but escaped disciplinary action at the time. But I want to know what you think of this. Now, let me just read the line he put up on Instagram again. He said on Instagram that hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists. Is there something wrong with that? Now, clearly there is. Because he wants me to go to jail, and probably a lot of us who get drunk, and homosexuals seems to be the one they're focusing on. But he mentioned loads of different people in there, by the way, not just people who are gay. But yet, it is the people who are gay, it's the homophobic content of the comment, which is the one that people are focusing on. Now, I suppose people who've had affairs, people who've lied in the past, drunks, and fornicators, those who are promiscuous in society, thieves, atheists, we could all have an issue with what he said, realistically, but we don't. The only people having the issue is are people who are gay, who are saying that his comments are homophobic. And he's been fired for it. But is that hate speech, or is that just his free speech? And there is a difference. So he's not calling on people to die. He's not calling on people to be attacked. But he's saying hell awaits them. They're going to hell. Obviously, unless they're forgiven by God for their crimes or their sins. I want to know, do you believe he should be sacked? Some people have defended the rugby player on social media, saying that sacking him is an attack on freedom of speech and freedom of religion. They say that just because he holds an opinion that some may not actually agree with doesn't mean he's a bad person who should lose his job. However, we do live in a very liberal world, and many don't think it's acceptable to disagree with someone's sexual orientation, especially if you are someone who is somewhat of a role model. But remember, of course, and going back to what he said, he didn't just pick on gay people. He picked on everybody that, I suppose, committed a sin. I want to know if you believe he should be sacked for it. Should he be sacked for suggesting that hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists? I think most of us, by the way, listening today would fit into that category at some point in our lives. Keep texting and keep WhatsApping the number. And it's 0871880008. Should he have been fired for it? Bill, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Bill?
Good afternoon, Niall.
Well, when I mentioned this at 12 o'clock, Bill, you were straight on the phone as a Christian to defend this man, I assume.
Oh, yeah. He's my hero. I think that it takes a lot of courage in the times that we're living now to especially he being a sportsman, probably in the news, and he was interviewed. And praise God that there are men like him still left. on this planet that will put the Lord Jesus Christ before their pay. Because, listen, in Britain now, you don't hear about it. There are people losing their jobs, just like him, and in Australia. You can no longer be a Christian because they've decriminalized homosexuality. And I came onto your show a good few years ago, and I said to you, you wait, the time is coming when I don't mind them decriminalizing homosexuality. They can decriminalize it.
Well, the way they have, Bill, you know, and I'm glad you don't mind that. But
no, no, I believe in freedom of speech, and I believe in you can behave as you want. What I'm defending is the right of Christians, because listening to you there regarding what he said, do you know what he's doing? He's quoting the Bible. He's quoting the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's his faith. If Christ was on this earth like he was 2,000 years ago, he said exactly the same things. And they crucified
him. But Bill, this is not 2,000 years ago. The world has evolved, and we accept that people, you know, are, you know, different people that live their lives differently.
Yeah, nobody's stopping them. I don't stop people. But I would say drunkards, like he said. He's quoting the Bible. So if you stop him, sack him, before long, they're going to say, you're not allowed to say these things.
So you're essentially saying what we've done is censored a person quoting the Bible.
Yes, and that is anti-religion. And our constitution here in the Republic of Ireland, we defend and imprint.
But if I said that, I think I'd be fired.
Sorry?
If I went on the air tomorrow and, you know, let's say, for example, I suddenly became a born-again Christian and I come on the air tomorrow and I said, hell awaits homosexuals, drunks, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists and idolaters. If I said that on air, I think I'd be fired. I think the broadcasting authority would probably get a complaint. It would most likely be upheld.
I don't think you would. But I think you probably would.
I know you'd support me, Bill.
Well, put it this way. I believe you have a right to free speech.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But what I'm saying is, people of my faith, which is the Christian faith, I know people profess to be Christians, but their hearts are far from the Lord. They only praise the Lord with their lips. But that man has done, that young man there in Australia, and there's one in England now, the lock forward, the number 8 of the England, has defended his position. And now the English Rugby Union are after him. And what I'm saying to you is this, and it gets to me, everybody can have freedom of religion, except the Bible-believing Christian. And I'm fed up with it.
So what you're saying, that he should be entitled to his views, and he should be entitled to quote the Bible. And I'm assuming, by the way, the Bible will state that you know, hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, etc.
Well,
if they don't repent.
If they don't repent, they'll go to hell. But it's not just homosexuality. Drunkards, fornicators, adulterers, thieves.
Yeah, but I suppose for gay people, what they're saying is, well, you're putting, you know, being gay or homosexual in the same category as a liar and a fornicator and a thief.
All right, well, we're not. The Bible does.
Yeah, but the Bible, again, you know, I'll say it was written 2,000 years ago when times are very different.
Well, no, it was written by Moses 1,600 years ago. It was written by Moses.
Well, the New Testament, yes.
The Old Testament and the New Testament was written over a period of 1,600 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, homosexuality is condemned as sin.
Well, the act of homosexuality.
Yes. Of course, the act of sin. We sin in our thoughts, but it's not it's the act of homosexuality. And I know people who have been delivered from homosexuality in the same way as I know of people who have been delivered from alcoholism.
But that's when you say delivered, that almost sounds like conversion therapy or something.
Well, how do you think?
But if you're gay, you're gay. You know what I mean? I mean, look, you're not gay, I'm not gay. But if you're gay, you're not going to stop just because some Christian tells you you shouldn't be in love with a man.
Well, I've read in Christian books of homosexuals who have been converted. You're right when you say conversion, right?
It's illegal now in the UK to advertise conversion therapy.
Have they got to that stage there?
Well, it is. It's already illegal. You can't advertise conversion therapy.
I hadn't thought we'd gone that bad.
Yeah.
But, well, put it this way. I know people who have been converted who are drunks, adulterers, thieves.
Oh, yeah. I do know people who have been converted from being drunks and adulterers. And a lot, well, I don't know about adulterers, but liars, fornicators, thieves, people do change their lives. But when you talk about homosexuality or being gay, that's not something, well, gay people will tell us, and you know, that's not something that you can change, i.e. I'm a heterosexual. Nobody's going to convince me with any amount of praying that I could be gay.
Well, put it this way, the homosexuality is a sin. The act of
in your eyes, yes, as far as your Christian beliefs are concerned.
No,
yes.
As far as the Bible and the Old and the New Testament, and I believe they're written by God. I didn't write the laws.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing. That's your view of life, and I respect your view, and I respect the fact that you're a Christian. But he's considered to be a role model, and what they say is, you know, this goes against the rules. This goes against, I suppose, what they say is fair comment. And it's, they say it's a high-level breach of the Professional Players Code of Conduct. In other words, bringing the game into disrepute, I suppose, by what words they consider to be hate speech.
Well, put it this way. It's them that's bringing the gospel into disrepute by actually sucking somebody and not giving him his freedom.
Well, let me go to Angela. Angela, you're on Classic Hits. Angela, you're a big rugby fan.
Big rugby fan.
Okay, so, I mean, you've been following this story with great interest.
Very big interest. Yeah, Billy Vunipola is the English player. Now, can we just say that Billy Vunipola didn't come out and agree with him and didn't come out and support, and, you know, is insane that he's on the same level.
He's the number 8 with the English Rugby Union.
He's the number 8, yes, yeah. He's with Saracens and that. So he came out, basically what he did was he liked the tweet, right? And that was just
Well, that's as good enough as saying I agree with him.
Yeah, yeah. So he went out on the pitch and got booed every time he touched the ball on Saturday, right? So there's going to be consequences for him.
And
do you
think he should have been booed?
No.
No, okay.
I don't.
Well, okay,
I honestly don't. The way I look at it is, Israel Folau is well entitled to his opinion. He is entitled to be a Christian, a Catholic.
As long as he doesn't tell anybody.
No, not as long as he doesn't tell anyone. It's the way he's wording things. Like, this is his second time now. This is why. This isn't his first time doing this. This is his second time doing it.
Well, what he's saying, and Bill is saying, he's quoting the Bible, hell awaits, you know, I'm not going to say it again, drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators.
Yes.
So hell awaits them. So if he's a Christian and he's, you know, conveying what the Bible says, he's doing it quite accurately.
He's doing it quite accurately, but as you say, it's bringing the game into disrepute.
But how is it bringing the game into disrepute? He's religious.
Because rugby...
Are we denying there's religious people in the world now?
Well, the thing is, what you have to look at is if there are gay players that haven't come out on the Australian team or haven't come out on his club team or have come out on his club team, then he's not a team player. Because he's standing beside a man that he's saying is going to hell.
He's saying they go to hell because they committed a sin unless they repent.
Yes.
I mean, I've spoken to Bill many times on the air over the last 7 or 8 years, and he's not an evil man. There's no hatred in the man. And he wouldn't, I'm pretty sure, ignore a gay person or not talk to them or not shake their hand. But in saying that, he doesn't agree with their lifestyle.
Well, there is a way of saying that you don't agree with their lifestyle. And
but the way he says it is, he quotes the Bible and says they go to hell.
Yeah. So,
as far as Bill is concerned, I'm going to hell, by the way.
He's inciting hatred for them, as far as I'm concerned.
Ah, stop. Bill thinks I'm going to go to hell, I'm pretty sure, if he's quoting the Bible, because I'm an atheist, right? Okay, so if Bill thinks I'm going to go to hell, and I'm pretty sure if he quotes the Bible to me, as far as he's concerned, I'm going to hell because I'm not going to repent for being an atheist, I don't take that as Bill hating me. I just believe that's Bill's beliefs.
Well, you see, the thing is, why Joe Marler, who is a prop for England as well, who has come out in total against Folau, he's, you know, inciting drunkards, and Joe Marler puts up a picture of Israel Folau, shirt half open, falling all over one of the rugby players.
And that's okay.
Twist a drunk. No, it's not okay.
Well, it is okay, because according to the Bible, if he repents for that... For being a drunk.
But you see, this is the thing. Has he come out and totally you know, apologised for that and repented for it. No.
No, but he doesn't have to repent publicly. He can repent silently to his God, I'm assuming. Yeah, I mean, Bill, Bill, how are you? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Have you ever been drunk?
Oh, yeah. I was a drunk.
Yeah, there you go.
You repented?
Well, I've been, to put it this way, for the first 44 years of my life, I was unregenerate. And then the Lord converted me. And drunkenness, gambling, sexuality, everything dropped from me. I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. So I know what it is. And I don't condemn anybody. But when I tell people that if they don't repent of their sin, they'll go to hell, that's not hate. That's love. Because I know that 9 out of 10 will laugh at me, ridicule me, hate me. I don't hate them. I love them.
Yeah, but you know what the difference in this is, Bill?
Sorry?
You're not a public figure. You're not a public figure. You're not a hero. You're not, you know, an iconic figure for a lot of young people out there and a lot of children out there. So children are saying,
The Australian, what's his name, who's been sacked?
Israel Folau.
Israel Folau.
Israel, yeah. I believe he is. He knows that when he opens his mouth, and I can't deny. If somebody opens my mouth, what he's done here is tell people what he is. He doesn't hate anybody.
Angela, it's the same as if somebody from the LGBT community who's very famous, I'm trying to think of an example, Graham Norton or somebody like that, I don't know, who's very famous, you know, speaks up on behalf of, you know, gay people, or somebody who's very pro-choice speaks up on behalf of abortion. I mean, nobody says they should be fired. So why is it that somebody should be fired for having the opposite of the opposite view?
Well, one thing is he's already been warned about it.
I'm asking you a question. If somebody who has a liberal view speaks out because they're prominent or they're famous and they believe people listen to them and they can influence people, that's okay. But if somebody is conservative or a Christian or Muslim or whatever it is that has religious views that I don't personally agree with, but in saying that I believe they're entitled to say it, if they speak up, they're fired. Why is that?
Well, because rugby is a game that is meant to accept every single person.
Including Christians. Including Christians.
Including Christians. Including
or Muslims
Christians.
Or gay people so or whatever,
or whatever. So you are meant to accept your fellow teammates. You are meant to accept your supporters. You're meant to accept your peers. You're meant to accept
But he's not saying he doesn't accept them. He doesn't say he hates anybody. All he says is hell awaits them. Because that's what the Bible says.
Hell awaits them. So, well, that's... come on, Niall.
He's not saying it like if I was saying to you, like in anger, you're going to go straight to hell, Angela. He's saying it because that's what the Bible says. The Bible says you go to heaven and hell.
Believes. He has quoted the Bible. Yes, he has. But that's what his belief is. His belief is if you are homosexual, you're going straight to hell. And it's not in a nice way. It's not like...
Bill, I mean... Should he not have had a bit more common sense in the world we live in today, knowing that that could be considered to be, or construed to be, hate speech, even though, as you rightly said, it was in the Bible? Could he not have had a bit more cop on?
Well, you see, I don't know the context in which he was, but you take the case of the family in Northern Ireland with a bakery.
Yep.
They went in and
they lost
tried
a case,
to
yep.
them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the gay people lost
their
case.
They won their case. It took 4 years. Now, what I'm saying is...
Yeah, but they didn't, in fairness, tell the gay couple they were going to go to hell. That's where the problem is, Bill. It's not, you know, if you had turned around and said, I don't agree with drunkards, I don't agree with adulterers, I don't agree with liars or homosexuality because I'm a Christian, I think that would have been okay.
That's different. It's the wording.
It's the way, I suppose, Bill, that it's been said. Hell awaits. It does kind of almost bring down some sort of wrath upon certain people.
But listen, unrepentant sinners, it doesn't matter what your sin is, go to hell.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Charlie?
Hey, yeah, good afternoon to you. Yeah, I think that rugby player saying what he's saying, it's like, can you imagine a 15 or a 14-year-old boy trying to come to terms with his sexuality and he hears that? It makes him out as if there's something wrong with him. There's nothing
That's
wrong
it,
with being
exactly.
gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay at all. And then it also gives credence to these gay bashers. It gives credence to discrimination and things like that. I mean, it's a terrible thing to say.
Like, Niall, you have to look at it this way as well, right? So anybody who's anyone will know who Nigel Owens is, right? You know yourself, right?
Yeah, and I don't know much about sports. Yeah.
But everyone knows.
I interviewed. It was a referee.
Yes, you did, and it was a great interview. And Nigel is a great man,
and he's gay.
He's gay. So can you imagine him having to go over, which will probably happen in the World Cup, having to go over and ref Israel Folau?
But I don't think Israel Folau would treat him any differently. I don't think Israel is going to run up to him and start calling him names on the pitch or anything like that. He's just saying that I'm a Christian like Bill. And let me be 100%
but
clear.
Hang on.
I don't agree, and can I say this to Charlie as well? I don't agree with Bill's views on life, but I respect him as a person. As long as he doesn't harm anybody, or, you know, with his views, or he doesn't, you know, sort of incite some sort of hatred by suggesting people should be killed or put, you know, I don't know, burnt at the cross or something like that.
Yeah. No, but he's saying people like me are wrong. And he's saying people like young teenage boys coming out.
But he is saying you're wrong. Yeah, but exactly, I mean, Charlie, he is saying you're wrong. But I mean,
where does he get the hurting wrong with me?
Yeah, but who are you to tell him he's wrong?
I'm telling him, I know who I am.
But Charlie, you're what you're doing is you're telling him that your opinion is more important than Bill's.
I'm telling him that as a human being, I'm as good as anyone else. And just because my sexuality is one of homosexuality makes me no less or no better than anyone else.
You are no less or better than anybody else. You're exactly the same as everybody else. But Bill, who's a Bible-believing Christian, is quoting from the Bible by saying you'll go to hell.
And who wrote the Bible?
Well, sorry, Bill, you can respond to that if you want.
Well, who wrote the Bible? Well, Moses wrote the book of Genesis by the Israelites.
So in fact, the
Bible is the very word of God, and you find it comes from the Jewish people. Why do you think the Jews have been persecuted for the last 4,000 years?
Well, what do you think the Palestinians have been persecuted? We could go down, that's a different story. A
whole other argument.
Hold on a second. Who wrote the book? So effectively you're saying man wrote the book.
The Jews wrote the book.
Man.
The Hebrews. They wrote the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Man wrote the book.
Yeah.
Not God. No one spoke to God. No one's ever met God. No one's ever spoken to God.
But you're not a Christian, Charlie, are you?
No.
Well, then you don't believe that as much as I don't believe it, because I don't believe God exists. But Bill does. And we have a duty to respect your view, Charlie, as a non-Christian, and also Bill's view as a Christian. We have a duty to respect every religion is protected in the constitution of this country, by the way. Charlie, just getting back to you and Bill before the break there as well. You know, I mean, he did mention a few other categories of people in there as well, because according to the Bible says that drunks and adulterers and liars and fornicators and thieves and atheists. I'm in there as well. I'm not offended by what he said. I'm an atheist.
Yeah, but who has to put up with more on a daily basis would be gay people.
But
there's not a day goes in, or day in, day out, there's either something on the radio, social media, something in the newspapers. We have to keep fighting. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but then Bill would argue as a Christian his religion and his beliefs are being attacked on a daily basis.
Brilliant, if he has to keep his business to himself.
But why should he?
I don't want him coming around telling me whether I'm right or whether wrong.
But he could say the same to LGBT. Keep your business to yourself. I don't want to know who you're sleeping with.
I don't go around criticising him on a daily basis. I'll go and defend myself, but I don't go around purposely.
Do you believe in free speech?
I do, but not when it comes to hate speech or when it comes down to putting me down.
So well, then, are you saying that the Bible is hate speech?
A lot of it is, yeah.
Well, so should the Bible be banned?
Well, there you go.
Well, Bill, do you want to respond to that? He believes it's hate speech.
Yeah, well, could I just say something here? See, I think people confuse two things. Incitement to hatred and a religious dogma. There's no incitement to hatred with me. When I'm motivated by the love of knowing, say I meet a drunk, so somebody who has a problem with drunk, and I would say to him, unless you repent of your drunkenness, you'll end up in hell. Or if you're an adulterer, I will say, you will end up in hell.
No, he doesn't know that, Charlie, hang on a second. He doesn't know that, but he's quoting from the Bible, because that's what the Bible says.
Man. I could write a book tomorrow and people can either believe it or
absolutely.
Not. Absolutely. There you are.
But there's Christians around the country listening to you now, Charlie, saying, Jesus, how disrespectful of Charlie to say that the Bible should be banned.
Well, when Charlie starts coming out daily on a constant basis, telling me that my... You understand what he said to me? Now, when he's talking about straight people, he talks about their life. But when he comes talking about homosexuals, he talks about their lifestyle. Now, I want to ask Billy there, what exactly is my lifestyle?
Well, I don't know. I don't know you.
Exactly. There then.
Well, he has no. Exactly. He has no problem with you, Chris. You've mentioned you're a gay man, right? He's no problem with your lifestyle. He's no problem with your life. But hang on. But what he's saying to you is, according to the Bible, that if you have, if you're with your partner in bed and have sex, that you must repent for that because that's what the Bible tells him.
And who wrote the book?
And he's just told you who wrote the book.
Yeah, a man.
Yeah, but that's his belief.
Yeah, but no, we all know that.
I don't believe in the Bible either. But he does, and I have to respect his view.
But he said Moses wrote the book.
But I think, but Chris, I'm sure you listen to the show.
He came along now and said that God wrote the book. But we don't know that, you see.
Well, hang on, Chris. Do you listen to the show on a regular basis? Probably. Ish. So, okay. But, or Charlie, should I say. Charlie. Do you listen to the show on a regular basis?
In and out.
Okay, all right, okay. So, the point is, you would probably know from listening to the show, I don't have a huge amount of time for the Bible, or the Quran, or indeed any holy book. I don't believe in any of them. But in saying that, I have to respect people who do believe in them. Now, as long as it doesn't impinge on my life.
But you see, their comments impinge on my life. You saw even during the
How?
The marriage.
How? Do you, why? How does it impinge on your life?
Hold on. You saw now during the marriage referendum, all the comments coming about gay people this and gay people that. Do you know what way that affected me? It made me feel like, I don't know, a half an inch tall. And lots of other gay and lesbian people as well out there.
But it shouldn't. Maybe you're a different person than me, but it wouldn't bother me if people said anything about it.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it was like. Every second poster on the thing said we were wrong. Every second poll, going to work every morning, you see another poster this morning, and you see something about gay people. This. Do you know what that was like? What? I know people who nearly had nervous breakdowns in the 6 months before that marriage referendum. I'm not making that up.
Let me go to Liz. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Liz?
Hi, now.
Liz, I mean, what were they right to fire him for his comments?
Well, according to his contract, they were well within their rights. Because
that depends on your interpretation of breach of the code of conduct.
Well, by the fact that he brought the game into disrepute, this whole conversation, the fact that it's out there now, and it's just his name is tied with rugby specifically. So every time his name is mentioned, it's rugby player. So, and that's at the terms of his contract. He knew that when he was putting it out there. Do you know what I'm mm-hmm. not saying he's wrong, like to believe what he believes. That's his belief. And I'm like, I don't believe in God, but I do respect his beliefs. Mm. And I just think it is all only the gay community that are like getting all high and mighty about what you said. But at the end of the day, he is entitled to believe what he believes.
We don't have an adulterer's community or a liar's communicator or a liar's community or a fornicator's community. And I doubt thieves have a community.
No, I get that, but so at the same you don't hear atheists up in arms over what he said. It comes back to the fact that at the end of the day, they look at profit margins. Is this going to affect, like, a lot of supporters that might be gay? Are they going to protest at games? That all comes into it when it comes down to the terms of his contract and bringing the game into disrepute. They don't want any bad press tied to their games. So if a player is going to bring it, it's like with Paddy Jackson and Stuart Dowden.
They were acquitted. You know,
And they were acquitted, exactly.
I thought it was disgraceful, by the way, that their careers were ended, even though they were acquitted of a crime that, according to the courts, they didn't commit.
So did I. Thought it was as well, but at the same time, the terms of the contract, because then it caused the major conversation. And
well, are we pandering? Then what we're doing, Liz, essentially, is pandering to people who feel offended.
Yeah, but that's the way the world has gone now.
Well, I don't know if that's an acceptable way. Sorry, Charlie, I'm going to come to Chris in a second, but Charlie, is it okay for Bill to hold beliefs, or for this rugby player to hold beliefs that, you know, drunkards, gays, adulterers and liars will go to jail or go to hell? Is that okay to hold those beliefs?
Hold them, keep them to yourself. Now, the thing about the thieves, drunkards, fornicators and adulterers, they can walk down the street happily holding their partner's hands. If I'm holding my partner's hands going down Grafton Street, I'm looking over my shoulders.
Adulterers and liars and fornicators do happily hold each other's hands.
My partner's hands.
Yeah.
But you see, there's the difference, you see.
Mm-hmm. See, I mean, I understand, Bill, the point, I suppose, that Charlie is making as a gay man. All this does is perpetrate this hatred that some people hold against gay people.
Correct.
Bill, would you agree?
Well, you see, I don't know the context of what that they took it. I mean, I've never known a Christian yet to go out of his way to insult people. For example, I'm a Welshman. Nigel Owens is a Welsh referee. He's a homosexual. He's probably one of the best referees in the world in rugby. He's allowed to say what he wants. He's allowed to be a referee. I wouldn't ask him to sack him. But if I was a referee and I made a comment that I like that man, I'd lose my job. That's what I'm trying to get over to you. I want fair play for everybody. And I believe that the people who are not getting it is the Christian. I mean, a number of people in Britain who are losing their jobs in very good positions in communities, they're losing their job as soon as they come out and tell them that they're a Christian and say what they say. And then the homosexuals then complain, they go, and they get the man sacked. See,
and it works both ways, my friend. It works both ways. That works both ways. Gay people have been discriminated and still are discriminated throughout the world. Look at America. There's 30 states in America where you can be fined, you can be sacked and discriminated against because of your sexuality.
And only recently, Bill, we had the Sultan of Brunei, of course, who's now calling for the death penalty, new legislation that will sentence people to death just for being gay. Let me just go to Chris. Chris, you're on Classic Hits. How are you, Chris?
Hi, now.
Chris, do you believe he deserves to be sacked?
Most definitely.
Why?
I just think... there's no way he can say that sort of thing and expect to get away with it. You know, he's a role.
So there's no way he can quote the Bible and expect to get away with it. That's essentially what we're saying here. Now, and let's be clear about what we're saying.
Okay, first of all, he didn't quote...
Not verbatim, no.
...that he believes in, okay, because Jesus never said anything about homosexuality. The only thing in the New Testament in about homosexuality is in Romans, and Romans was Paul. It had nothing to do with Jesus. So let's get that straight first up.
But, hey, well done.
Yeah, but hang on, with the greatest respect, and I'm not a Bible reader by any sort of theologian by any stretch of the imagination, but Bill knows his Bible inside out, and he's quoted it on numerous occasions from here, and it's quite clear, it's quite clear in the Bible that the act of homosexuality is a sin.
And so many other things now.
Yeah, absolutely, but I'm just saying, let's not...
You don't see him going around saying people who wear cloth of two different clothes are going to go to hell. Where it quite clearly says that in the Bible.
And divorce.
It doesn't...
Yeah, well, now, in fairness to Israel, I say in fairness to, he didn't just focus on homosexuals. He did say drunks, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, and other people as well. He mentioned a few categories of people in there.
And the thing is, now, as an atheist, I could care less what he said. Because I don't believe any of the knowledge that he said.
There you go. I don't care either.
Hang on. But there are many homosexuals out there who believe in God. And he's just basically turned around to them and said their belief is worth diddly squat. They're going to go to hell. And this thing of throwing around hell as though it's some light punishment. These Christians have no understanding what going to hell means according to their Bible. This is not going to jail for 25 years for committing murder and coming out there afterwards. This is in hell for eternity. That is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Literally, and they don't understand that. They just think, oh, you're going to go to hell, you'll get a slap on the wrist, and all will be fine and dandy in a few years' time. That's not what they're doing. They're condemning a person's soul to eternal damnation, and they don't understand that. It is one of the most offensive things you could ever say to somebody, that you're going to go to hell. And
okay, well, just very quickly, Bill, I'll say what I'm going to have to continue this conversation tonight, but Bill, will you accept that it is a really offensive thing to say to somebody that you're going to go to hell, because it is, you know, for eternity?
Well, it's offensive. I would never tell people on the street, you're going to hell if you're unsaved. Well, what I'm saying is that the Christian faith teaches that's homosexuality, the act of homosexuality, whether it be lesbianism, or homosexuals, male homosexuals, it's a sin. like drunkards, are sinful.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.